Illinois will soon have a new Secretary of State for the first time in nearly a quarter century. Longtime legislator Dan Brady of Bloomington says he bided his time until Jesse White retired to run for the office. Brady faces Alexi Janulius, a well-financed opponent who seeks his second statewide office. Eric Stock reports.
Republican Dan Brady has served 22 years in the Illinois House. There are currently no Republicans in statewide office. Brady wants to change that by pledging to improve the customer experience at driver's license facilities. He says it'll take technology and possibly a staff reorganization to reduce wait times and frustration.
Making the work environment a less confrontational and a more efficient area is going to help both sides of the counter.
Brady has proposed making vehicle title and lien filing electronic to speed up that process. He says another idea to reduce wait times at the DMV, lease space in nearby community colleges. He says the technology and accessibility are already there.
Those are all built-in, supported taxpayers' assets there right now that we could tap into, and that would be another area that I think would be an acute way to bring some relief to the problems that occur in the facilities across the state.
Each Secretary of State candidate is hesitant to criticize Democrat Jesse White for the 24 years he ran the office, but they all suggest technology upgrades and other reforms are overdue. Democrat Alexi Janulius is a former U.S. Senate candidate from Chicago. He served one term as state treasurer. Janulius says his plans to modernize the office go farther than Brady's. They include an option to schedule a DMV appointment online.
The differences in our policy proposals could not be more stark. We're the only ones who talk about skip the line. We're the only ones who talk about digital driver's license and IDs. We're the only ones who've talked about the creation of a Secretary of State app. We're the only ones talking about kiosks inside the DMVs.
Janulius projects these technology upgrades would save the state money.
When you cut foot traffic by 50 to 75% and there's less paperwork because people are doing things virtually and online, you save an exorbitant amount of money.
Janulius says the savings would come from shrinking the size and number of driver's license facilities and trimming staff. He did not say how much staff he might cut. Car dealers have their own trouble with the DMV delays. That's according to a longtime auto dealer who is running for Secretary of State as a Libertarian. John Stewart of Deerfield is a former pro wrestler who ran for the Illinois House and U.S. Senate more than 20 years ago. Stewart says he would look to add satellite DMV offices in Chicago to reduce congestion at existing sites.
Taking the pressure off of Elston Avenue in Chicago, and folks, if you ever have not been there, it's especially during COVID, it was like a third world country food line. It was awful.
Stewart says he would recoup the money by banning new Secretary of State hires from the state pension system. That would require legislative approval, a concept that would likely find little support from lawmakers. Stewart also wants to reduce license and title fees and increase the title fee for dealers. The Secretary of State's office is largely administrative, but that doesn't keep politics out of the race. Alexi Janulius said at a recent campaign event, Republicans are, quote, bananas, and has linked Dan Brady to Donald Trump. Brady took exception to any link to the former president.
Dan Brady's his own man. For anyone to say I'm a Trumper or I'm a this or a that, that's the kind of thing that people like to help put out to divide people, to mislead people.
Janulius says he sees fundamental differences between the two parties.
On issues that are important to me, like integrity, choice, kids getting murdered in schools. I think there's a difference in the way the parties do it. Most importantly, when it comes to this office, is this fight for voting rights.
Janulius says he wants to pre-register 16 and 17-year-olds to vote when they get their driver's license, as about a dozen other states do. Brady says local election authorities could take over motor voter registration, a move Janulius calls dangerous and ineffective. The Republican Party has done its own flame-throwing in this race. State GOP Chair Don Tracy said putting Janulius in charge of the Secretary of State's office would be like putting an arsonist in charge of the fire department. Tracy was referring to the Janulius family bank that federal regulators seized in 2010 over loans the bank gave to convicted felons. The Secretary of State's office regulates loan brokers and investment advisors in Illinois. Dan Brady says Janulius' bank history is a red flag.
I think somebody with the past that my opponent has and has been well documented, I'm not sure that's the person you want to hire for this job.
Janulius brushed aside the criticism as a sign of Brady's desperation.
When you're down double digits in the polls, you try and say whatever you can. There's a reason we've been endorsed by every newspaper that's made an endorsement. We've talked about ideas.
Janulius has a major financial advantage in this campaign. Based on the latest filings at the end of September, Janulius has $2.5 million in his campaign war chest, 10 times that of Brady. The Janulius campaign recently got $1 million from billionaire Governor J.B. Pritzker. Brady has not found a deep-pocketed donor on the GOP side. Brady notes he was outspent in the Republican primary when he handily defeated the party's chosen candidate, former U.S. Attorney John Millhiser.
It was a grassroots effort in the primary. It's a grassroots effort in the general.
I'm Eric Stock.